some of the results of me saying yes. And then if you stick around until the end, listen to the end, or if you're watching this on YouTube, I'm going to share with you how to know what to say yes to. When I say my year of yes, I don't mean that I said yes to everything and anything. I was still intentional and purposeful in my yeses, but there is a method to my madness for knowing what to say yes to. I'm going to share that with you at the end of this podcast video.
Welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm Andrea Patrick, your host, and I'm so happy that you are joining me today. Subscribe if a CEO mindset is something you want to obtain and you want to find the intersection where your work and life coexist. The sky is the limit when you're clear about your value, consistent in the way you share said value, and you're upfront and honest about who you are while sharing it. There are so many examples to follow and learn from. Let's get into today's, shall we?
All right. So first thing, my year of yes, what is it? Well, I wanted to take more risks in my business, right? I wanted to level up, and I knew in order for me to level up, I was going to have to do things differently to get different results. You've heard me say that before. You know, you have to do something different to get a different result. That's what I did. I took my own advice and I started taking bigger risks. I went do a little bit more traveling for my business. I took on some new projects that I wouldn't have even known about prior to this. And we'll get into that in just a second. But the other thing, the reason that I did this year of yes was I wanted to attract a different audience. I realized that I was falling prey to bossing in the wrong stage. And if you're not familiar with what I mean by bossing in the wrong stage, then I highly encourage you to use the link in the show notes and description to do my stages of entrepreneurship quiz, because it tells you which stage of bossing you should actually be in, and it'll help you really begin to reach the right audience. So if you have not checked out my stages of entrepreneurship quiz, go ahead and do that. It's free. It's just a fun way for you to determine who you should be talking to. And if you are doing it with the right people, if you're talking to the right people, it's important, because if you're talking to the wrong people, you'll find yourself in a space like I was, where you're constantly giving people information, you're helping them, they're picking your brain, but they're not really ready to take what you have and use it for their benefit. So therefore, it's sort of falling on deaf ears, because you spent the energy to give them the information, but they're mentally, their mindset is not where they need to be in order to take what you give them and apply it to where it needs to be applied, and then get the results that you know they can get, because their mind is sort of still stuck on something else, like in a different stage of business. Some people just got started and they're like, okay, I just need to make my money back. Well, that person is not necessarily going to be your client, because you need them to have a certain level of understanding and clarity about their business in order to really capitalize on the value that you're bringing to them. So I realized that though I was seeing success in terms of getting clients, they just weren't exactly where I needed them to be. So I had to start attracting a different audience. And so I had to start saying yes to some things that were a little bit scary, if I'm being honest. And I also wanted to do a little bit of personal development. I wanted to grow myself, because I wanted to be able to bring people with me. And I recently heard it said that when you want to grow your YouTube channel, if your audience is so far beneath you, they're not even going to understand what you're trying to say in your video. So you really want to be talking to people who are kind of close to where you are in your business, so that as you grow and learn, you can reach down and pull them up with you. If they're so far down, you won't be able to reach them to pull them up with you. So they're not going to come back to watch your videos. They're not going to come back to hear your content or gain any benefit from your value. So I just love this idea. So I wanted to grow myself. I wanted to do a little bit more personal development. So I wanted to say yes to things that were going to stretch me, that were going to make me do research, to go and learn new things, learn how to do things more effectively, more efficiently. And so I needed to say yes to some things that, quite honestly, like I said, scared me. And in some of the instances that I'm going to share with you, terrified me, quite honestly. Now I want to share with you what I actually said yes to. So I said yes to a new contract with the federal government. That was definitely one of those areas where I was stretched. It was doing something that I've always done, but on a huge level, on a federal platform. Okay. So my eyes have been open to the potential to operate in this space where those new people that I was telling you about that I wanted to get in front of a different audience, I started to see that audience and I started to really crave that level of engagement. And so what I did was the first thing I did and I said yes to was a huge contract with the federal government. It's the largest contract I've ever done. I was a subcontractor on a project and it was phenomenal. I absolutely loved it. And like I said, it put me in front of people that I just never would have known I could get myself in front of. It was also the me saying yes. I also said yes to doing more expensive investments into myself and into my business. I recently joined Leadership Allen, which is a pretty hefty investment into myself and my business to learn more about the city legislative system, some of the decision makers, how our city works. And the benefit of that for me is not only for my business and getting in front of bigger, larger fish, but also for my nonprofit. I'm able to go in and really advocate for our unique friends. If you did not know, I have a nonprofit, my husband and I, the Unique Friends Foundation. I'll leave the link below. We work with individuals who have special needs, helping them with soft skills of employment. We talk to the community about how to better serve this group of individuals. And we also have a certification for small businesses, locally owned businesses, on what it could look like to hire individuals who have special needs. And so by joining and investing in myself and my business with Leadership Allen, I said yes to that. And I will be able to expand my reach even further than what I wanted to do. The other thing I said yes to, guys, was myself. This year, I have made a conscious effort to stay in a positive space, to leave that darkness, that negativity behind. And anyone and anything that causes me or starts to pull me back into that space, I've cut myself off from because it was so hard to dig myself out of the hole in the first place. I just don't want to go back. So I said yes to myself. I said yes to really putting myself first and making sure that I am filling my cup. You've heard me say that before, filling my cup first and then giving out of overflow. And that keeps me in a more positive space. I've learned to pay close attention to my mental health and do things that I know are going to soothe it and not cause it any harm or stress it out more than it is actually being stressed out just from day to day, from motherhood, from entrepreneurship, from being a wife. So I said yes to myself. So these three things I think are really important. I really wanted to say yes to myself also because people, like I've said, people will spend your time faster than they will spend your money. I actually did a video on this called From Chaos to Control, How to Reclaim Your Time and Sanity. I will link that down in the show notes below as well because that was a really good video. I promise you, if you get a handle on your calendar and your time, and then you use my tips and techniques inside Project CEO, where I show you how to really build out a personal operating system that is going to teach people how to treat you, manage your expectations and the expectations of others, and set those appropriate boundaries. If you do that, I promise you, you are going to be able to wrangle in that chaos and reclaim your time and your sanity. So I highly encourage you to check out that video. Now, when it comes to some of the results that I had from this challenge of saying yes, and again, I want to give the caveat that I'm not saying yes to everything. I am being extremely intentional and purposeful with what I'm saying yes to. But as you can see, by me saying yes to a new contract with the federal government and doing something different to get a different result, I was able to step onto a platform, a federal platform that yielded huge results. I was also able to join a leadership program that's going to help me with my city, not just like, a networking group, but I am going to be, thrown into the ginormous city legislative system where I'm going to learn how the city works, who is in what position, where decisions are being made, where I can advocate for things. So I said yes to that, even though it was a more expensive investment in myself and my business and my nonprofit than I was accustomed to in the past. And then, you know, just saying yes to myself and putting some brakes on how people spend my time and wrangling in that chaos and reclaiming my time and sanity. Chef's kiss, right? So what are some of the results of my challenge? Well, for one thing, I did do what I wanted to do. I expanded my reach. I took a risk. I went out, stepped out on faith, did not know how to, and I'm still learning the process of working within the federal government's bidding process. But it allowed me to not only expand my reach and get my visibility out there on a federal level, but now I'm able to help my client base with the procurement of government contracts, because that was what I did. The person that brought me on for that project has three more projects that she has already solicited my help on for the first part of 2025. So, I mean, I was able to expand my reach, and now I'm able to take a skill set that I had to grow. I had to grow myself and my business in order to do that on a federal level. Now I have that knowledge and have been asked to do that on a local level with my Chamber of Commerce. So again, it grew me. So that was one of the results. The next result was, because I was working with the federal government, it really did encourage me to go out and get my Women Business Enterprise certification. So now when I work with the federal government, I am not only a Black woman, a minority business enterprise, but I'm also certified Women Business Enterprise. And so that is only going to serve me. So that was a result of me just saying yes. Another result was that I have started to do more speaking. I'm being asked to speak more. So that's going to be exciting. And now I can start to parlay the knowledge that I've learned into financial speaking opportunities as well. And so I'm super excited about that, which in turn brings me to the last thing that I'm going to say as a result of this challenge: my revenue increased. I've made more money this year than I ever have in my business in a single year. So super, super excited about that. Now, that brings me to the bonus that I told you I was going to share with you. If you have stuck around until this point, I think you probably wanted to know how I determined what I wanted to say yes to. And the answer to that question is, I have three building blocks for a successful brand that I have lived by, that I have taught, I have trained on, and I am about to train again through my L3 Summit and working retreat that I'm excited is coming up on October 26th. But those three building blocks have been the foundation for my ability to choose what I say yes to. And those three building blocks are to live your value, to love yourself enough to be yourself, and so that you can lead with intention and purpose. Now, these three building blocks are the key to achieving your goals, attracting, engaging, and converting the right audience, managing your bandwidth, and scaling effectively and efficiently. So I have used this process. I call it my BU method. That is, you know, it's 8 steps that I've talked about in previous podcasts, but I think I talked about it in a video recently. So make sure you're subscribed to my YouTube channel and go find that. But these three building blocks of a successful brand are what have been the foundation for my business from the start. And because I have that solid foundation, I am able to look through a very specific lens as to whether or not I should do something or I shouldn't do something, because I am basing it off of the lens, the framework that I have developed. And whenever I have looked through that framework, used it as a lens to make decisions, I really have not failed myself. I've always thrived. And when things did not work out, I was not so upset about it, because I realized I had given it my all. I had done my best, and there really was nothing left on the table. So if it didn't work out, it was just because it wasn't meant to be, not because I didn't give it my all or I was lamenting whether or not I did everything I could. This process, these three building blocks of a successful brand, are truly the most valuable thing one could have, in my opinion, because it does make it a lot easier when you recognize a need to do something different to get a different result. You will know how to transition and do the thing that needs to be done. You'll be able to discern what is the right thing to do. And once you've done it, you can go full-fledged ahead and see the benefits from it. So anyway, that is it for today's podcast. I truly hope that you have enjoyed it, because I know for me, just saying yes this year has yielded huge benefits for me. And I think if you decide to do your own challenge, learning my three building blocks for a successful brand are going to be very beneficial for you. So I would suggest, if you are local to my area, I would consider clicking on the link for my L3 Summit and Working Retreat and joining me. There are very limited spots. I'm only doing a very small cohort this time. So it's, you know, time is of the essence if that's something you're interested in. If you wanted another opportunity, my Project CEO membership, don't know if you know, but I've opened it up as a membership. It is now available as well. So I will link that down below. But if you're more of a self-paced sister, the Project CEO program is still available. My signature program, you can grab that as well and work through it. And in all of these three opportunities, I am walking through my three building blocks of success of a successful brand. And I'm doing that through the teaching and the implementation, helping you to apply my BU method. So I hope you enjoyed this video. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Thank you so much for being here. Remember, you are listening to the CEO Mindset Podcast, where we are constantly evolving and being open to failing forward. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you next week. Bye.
That does it for today's episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Remember, this is the place to be to find the intersection between your personal life and your business life so that they coexist. It's also where you learn how to consistently evolve and be open to the failures that happen, be open to the opportunities, be open to the opportunity for change. Make sure you are subscribed. Leave your comments below about today's episode. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, I want to hear all about them. And I want to hear how you are using what you hear to grow your business, live the life you love, and have that quality of life that we are all looking to achieve. All right, guys, don't forget to follow me over on Instagram, AF Patrick. Definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel, Andrea Patrick Official. All the links that you need to continue following and being a part of the BU Boss Squad community is listed in the show notes, along with any other links that I think might be amazing for this particular podcast. Remember, we are on all the podcast platforms, so if you have not already, find us and subscribe. See you again next week.